Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, The Best is Yet to Come. In the book of the Revelation, chapter 22, the scriptures give to us this account of what's going to happen in the future. Verse 3, and his servants shall serve him. Well, you know, we are now in a battle. We have to battle with our own selves about continuing on when we are weary. We have to battle against the devil and mockers and scoffers who tell us that we are wasting our time and that our labors are in vain, and we have to continue on in spite of that, and a world system that is against us, and yet we battle against those, and by the grace of God, we are able to do what the Lord wants us to do. Well, right now, we can have this hope from the Scriptures, because the best is yet to come. Now, as we labor, the Lord tells us that we as his servants one day shall serve him. Now notice this. We'll be able to serve him without having to watch the clock. You know, you watch the clock because there's something else you want to do. You're tired or you might not be feeling well. There's something that you want to hurry up and pass. And so we watch the clock as we work. And of course, that's not the best condition under which we are to do our work. We labor in the vineyard, and there were those who were laboring in the vineyard. Some started at the early hour, and some midday, and some just 1 hour before quitting time. Well, there are different hours when people start their work, and so they have different hopes, different expectations based upon the time that they have started working. There's another thing that we also can learn from this passage in Revelation 22:3. is that we can serve the Lord in that place with no regard for sunset. Having grown up on a farm, I know that there were times when we had to work when the sun was shining. We hoped that we could get a crop of hay harvested or in the barn before the rain came, cut the hay while it was in good weather and let the sun shine on it, good amount of sun to dry it out before we put it away. But laboring for the Lord in that place, we won't have to worry about sunset and sundown or sun up. Joshua one day was laboring for the Lord, and he asked the Lord to extend the day. And even under those conditions, the day still came to an end, for he did have a long day. Also, we are told that we have to work while it is day, because night cometh when no man can work, but that won't happen in that day when we're with the Lord. We will enjoy serving the Lord because we will be serving him in a body that never wearies. You ever work with a certain tool and a blister might develop on your hand, or your back might start hurting, or you just become plain tired and you still haven't finished your work. But in that day, you'll be laboring for the Lord with no concern for ever having a weary body. And also, we'll be laboring with a will that never will resist or offer any kind of other motive for serving. It will be a completely surrendered, regenerated will, redeemed will. We'll also be laboring in the company of people who will not complain. That means a lot in working. What kind of people do you work with? Well, in that day, we'll be laboring among those who have no concern or not worried about stopping or not trying to start some kind of confusion. They are not murmuring and griping about their jobs. You go into work, and if you find someone who's got a bad attitude, it spreads, and you're wishing, oh, here comes so-and-so. Don't want to hear what they have to say. You don't have to worry about that in that day in laboring for the Lord as his servant. Or you won't have to worry about getting sick, or those who deliberately lay out of work and increase the workload of others, or those who dread to report to work. There will be no Monday morning sin stories to listen to. And I've talked with people who work in places where they say, oh, I dread going to work on Monday mornings. All of these talk about all of the sin they got into and how they hate going to work on Monday morning. Whereas the Christian, having obeyed the Lord, spent time among God's people, fellowshipping, you won't have to worry about that. And then you won't have to worry about hearing or seeing soap operas develop in the workplace, because they won't exist. There won't be any interruptions. There won't be any strikes or evil bosses or stressful work conditions. I know you're ready to go now, but we'll have to wait until the Lord says it's time for us to go into that place and serve him under those conditions. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.